If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here, and I've got Colleen with us. How are you doing this afternoon, Colleen?
Doing well this Tuesday.
And if you don't know Colleen, she is the station manager and the exclusive sort of person that does everything else on this program to make this program come to you. So we really appreciate Colleen. Again, thank you, Colleen. And it's great being here today.
Always good. Always good.
And so today's, May 18th? Is that right? May 18th.
Yes.
The reason I say that is because it's an important day. It's an important day in the sense that I think I'm really starting to get the idea that, things are, and I'm going to stake out a position here that on something today that that we're going to look back on May 18th and we're going to say, wow, you know, you guessed it back on May 18th.
You know, put it down.
So we're going to talk
for
about
posterity. You're talking about it on the radio.
That's right. We're gonna put it on the air today. So this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. We're talking about how to get debt-free and live that abundant life that God's called you to, declared for you as you follow Jesus and as you apply biblical principles to your lifestyle. And so we're going to be talking about that as we always do today. And if you want to call in and just share your thoughts on the program or thoughts that you may have, generally, the phone number is 757-488-5299. That's 757-488-5299. We welcome you to call in and share your thoughts. And you can also contact me directly at www.debtfreeva.com, which is the Alliance Legal Group. And we have four law offices in the Hampton Roads area. And that we do a lot of bankruptcies. We do a lot of debt management. We do a lot of workouts for people that have debt issues, and so that's what we do. We also have a general practice, and we do everything from domestic sort of issues and, you know, traffic and issues that do with the states, wills, powers of attorneys, you know, personal injury. We do a lot of personal injuries. But, you know, the thing that we're talking about today and the thing that we do a lot of, probably more so, in fact, that we do more Chapter 7s than anybody else in the South Hampton Roads area. And so if you want to see an attorney that does what more than anybody else does, that's who we are. And so, but we do a lot more than that, that we do it from a standpoint of biblical precepts, biblical principles. I'm a Christian. I got saved back in 1999 and gave my life to Jesus. I'm a pastor at a church in Suffolk, Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, and have given my life to our Lord. And so, you know, that we've got a mission vision statement that says that we're going to operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, our community, and our employees, and to support His perfect will. We've been over that mission statement before, but I think we can kind of encapsulate it saying that, you know, we're not here to just, you know, make money and do a business and you know, go retire in some place down the road, which is probably not going to happen for many people considering the way the world's going today. But we have a different retirement, and that's going to be not this age, but the age to come. And so the focus that we each should have as Christians is that when we employ the skills, the talents, the resources that we've been given by the Lord, that they should be done for the benefit of the Lord, His kingdom, and His calling in your life. And that's what we try to do with our law practice. That's what we try to do when we minister and serve our clients that come into our office.
Well, you're keeping Christ first, and then you're also meeting the needs of your clients. So those are, you know, you would think that that comes as a no-brainer for a lot of people, but at the same time, that's not how a lot of people run their businesses or their organization. So it's good that you come right out of the gate and mention that.
And, you know, we're not perfect, but that having a biblical worldview will align yourself with what God's called you to do. And whether you're a plumber, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a radio station manager, whatever that your calling is, we're supposed to do all for His glory. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we really try to do. And again, that we often fall short because we're fallible human beings, but that because we're given grace by Jesus to keep on trying and keep on doing better and asking forgiveness where we fall short, but then pursuing, you know, a higher and better goal, then that's how we do that. So if you'd like to call in today, again, we'd love to hear your thoughts, 757-488-5299. And again, the website where you can get a free consultation at our law office, do a video or a phone conference or an in-person conference. Now that wonderful governor has, I think, lifted the face mask ban for all intents and purposes as of last week.
That is true.
And a lot of people don't know that.
No, it is surprising because I think that people pay a little bit more attention.
It's like glued on their face. You know, they're still in the cars wearing the face mask. If you're in a car, you can take the face mask off. You could take the face mask off before, but now you can definitely take it off. And now if you go into a store, now private employers can still mandate whether you wear shoes or a t-shirt or a mask. They can do that.
You have to follow the whatever guidelines that they have. But
yeah,
overall,
we still have a capitalistic country, thank goodness, and that you can tell people that if you don't want them to wear a mask, you know, if you want them to wear a mask, but that the
I was surprised that people are unaware.
They're very unaware. Very, very unaware. So take that mask off. Demask yourself. And so today we're going to be talking about how to survive. This is what I'm going to tell you that we're going to look back on May 18th, 2021. Okay. How to survive a recession.
How to survive a recession.
A recession, which means that I'm believing that there's going to be a recession this year. This year, not like next year, you know, 2022, before the end of this year, we're going to see it. What is it? Is it three consecutive? Well, I guess we're going to look back. We're going to look back and we're going to say the recession started. Because I think it's three consecutive quarters. Okay. I think it's three consecutive. Might be two.
Can you give us reasons why you believe we're headed in that direction?
Well, I can certainly do that. but that there's a business a definition. I should have pulled that up. That we've been talking about it off air with and seeing folks talk about that, and that we believe I believe that if we haven't already entered into that first stage, that first quarter, I think it's, you know, somebody on the air, you call in today at 757-488-5299, give us that confirmation of how many quarters it takes to be legally in a, definitionally into a recession. But it's either two or three quarters, I think, that have a negative output, economic downturn. And so the thought is that right now that there's a bubble going on. There's a bubble in the stock market. There's a bubble in cryptocurrency. There's a bubble in the economy, that there's a lot of things that basically seem like things are going very well, but they're really, really not. There's, you know, what they call fundamentals underneath them.
Is it a false sense of security?
There's a false sense of security. And people haven't really got the memo that there's going to be problems yet. And so that they keep on investing. They keep on pumping the market up. They keep on living life as normal. And then what's going to end up happening is all of a sudden this bubble is going to break, and that it could be very, very... it will be very, very difficult on especially those that haven't prepared for it. So, again, we don't know exactly when that bubble's going to break as it relates to the stock market or as to cryptocurrency or as to some of the other things out there. But I believe that it's coming and that we need to start preparing for it. So in the next weeks, next programs, that we're going to start talking about some of the financial data that would indicate that basically that we're on the wrong course, and then what we should do individually as Christians and as individuals to prepare for, you know, that coming recession, that coming financial collapse is what's going to happen. It's going
to
be
like, give us some pointers. Do we need to do?
Yes. Sure. And so that the so again, this is biblical solutions for financial freedom. And so that I guess the first thing is we need to be aware that there is something that potentially could come up. We need to start preparing. We need to be on guard, on watch, on notice that basically something like that could happen, and then prepare ourselves for that. As it relates to the law practice, you know, bankruptcy is one of the greatest ways to get rid of your debt so that basically you don't have any debt, which is really good. But a lot of people haven't filed over the last year because things seem relatively okay. There's lots of reasons they feel okay is because that there are a number of people, this is quite frequent on the news, is that there's a number of people that are getting both state and federal unemployment benefits. And so even though that they have a lot of underlying debt that they haven't had to file because that there's no real one as far as getting a judgment and then getting collection activities, garnishments, et cetera, when you're unemployment, it doesn't happen. It can happen. So people have this underlying debt that they feel relatively comfortable with because for a long time you can even go to court, but even after that you still can't garnish a person that's just getting unemployment or Social Security. And so that they haven't got rid of all this underlying debt. And that the concern will be is that when this unemployment stops, and at some point it will, trust me, you know, that it's not going to last forever. This is not like a paycheck. It's not the universal income thing that they're trying to yet. I mean, they haven't quite done that to us yet. But that if and when the federal and or the both local, state unemployment stops for a person, what they're going to end up finding is that there's the businesses that they used to work at probably aren't going to be there either. A lot of them won't be there because that they weren't able to stay in business because everybody was staying home unemployed getting paychecks.
Right.
Paychecks from the government. And so that there's going to be a lot of debt and that nobody will have prepared for this economic collapse. It's going to kind of be the perfect storm that people are going to get off unemployment. There's not going to be jobs for them to get. They're going to really be unemployed now, but they've used all their unemployment up and they haven't filed bankruptcy to get rid of all their debt. So they got this debt, they have no savings, that they have no job, and that they're really in a bad position. And so we've got somebody on the line. I believe that's Tony from Phoenix. Wow, there's a lot of background there. Let me see what's going on.
Tony, you need to turn down your radio.
I'm turning off right now. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing well, Tony. How are you doing?
We're pretty good. You're getting on a pretty open topic about what's going on in our economy right now.
Yeah. How to survive a recession. During the next several months, I think we're going to start. I think it's really important. You know, one of the thoughts was that there's so much data out there that we're just not hearing that say mm-hmm. that we're going the wrong direction and something's going to happen and that we just don't hear it. We don't hear it on the mainstream media. We don't hear it, again, that we're being lulled into a sense of complacency when we need to get prepared. We need to change some of the policies that we're doing right now. We need to stop giving all the unemployment. We need to start getting back on a fiscal responsible sort of path. And we probably won't, so that individually that we need to prepare so that when things do fall, that we're prepared for it. What do you think about that, Tony?
I think you're right. I think all the signs are showing what's happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at what we're doing. We've got not just businesses. You got agriculture. You got everything that drives our country has been pretty much shut down almost for a year at minimal production. Now all of a sudden you've seen all this cranking up, and lumber's at a shortage. Major suppliers are at a shortage for building homes. Homes are at 30 to 40% higher than they've ever been because of costs. All that can't keep going without having a major impact on our economy, our purchasing power, what we get on our incomes as salaries. It's all got to come to a head at some point.
Well,
I think we're going, you know.
Well, you know, we've been printing money like it's going out of style. That's very inflationary, mm-hmm. and it's going to come back, you know, to roost. That we were an energy independent country as of 4 months ago. Today, that's just about gone because, you know, that we see a cyber attack on one of our pipelines and you see lines and shortages and escalating prices. That's the taste of things to come, that there's going to be much more shortages happen even without cyber attacks. That the energy dependency that we independency that we had achieved for the first time since I think the we had a commission that was formed in the 70s that said that was our goal. We had finally achieved that, and that the that we're about ready to lose that. You know, we've stopped the pipeline. What's the pipeline that goes to Canada? That we've stopped that the Keystone pipeline. We stopped that day one. That we're stopping fracking. We're stopping all energy, sort of. And when energy starts going up, and we're in the highest inflationary period of time. I was reading that this morning in like 20 years, you know, so that all of a sudden that we've got inflation getting ready to happen, that even though that the Treasury hasn't increased, the Federal Reserve hasn't increased the borrowing rate, that U.S. Treasuries are going up, that I was looking at some loan products the other day, and they're definitely going up, that loan interest rates are starting to rise, inflation is starting to rise. And again, Tony, you and I both know a little bit about cryptocurrency. That we saw Bitcoin go from 60,000, was it 60,000 plus? Maybe 64. It's 60 about less than a month ago. And now it's down to what, 42,000, 43,000?
Yeah.
You know, that's huge. You know, from 60 to 40, that's huge. And it's barely hanging on to that. Some people say that it can go down to 29. And that was the stable coin of the crypto market currency. And so people are reeling on all sides. And they say, well, maybe it might come back. Maybe it's not. That's not what the sentiment was a month ago. A month ago was, man, we're going to get rich. We're going to all make a ton of money. And we're all going to retire. You know, that's, you know, go crypto and you're going to be great. Now everybody's saying, geez, I lost all my money. You know, I've already lost so much money. I'm taking my money out. You know, and so that's the beginning of the shaking. You know, and so things are starting to happen that people are noticing that something's not quite right. Something's going on that, and these are the precursors to what we will see before the end of the year, I believe, to be, you know, a recession. Tony, I was asking our studio audience our listening audience. We have a studio audience of Colleen, but the listening audience of the. How many quarters it takes? Is it two or three quarters of economic downturn that equals a recession? I think it's three.
I was just Googling. I believe it's three consecutive quarters.
That's what I think it is. So, you know, you don't know you're in a recession until they come back later and say, hey, listen, you're in a recession because you were the first quarter that happened in. So, it's, you know, 6 months down the road, you know that, hey, listen, that we were in a recession then. We just didn't really know it. But that we're seeing a lot of economic downturn signals. And again, that you have some people pumping up the stock market and some people still trying to pump up the crypto market. But there's going to be this thing that happens. And so, you know, and stay on the line. But let me give you a couple thoughts of what we need to do, because that's really what we're here for, is we know that something's going to happen. But then we got to do something. So the very first thing that I would say is that that we need to have some savings or an emergency fund, some sort of nest egg. Is that right thing? It's not a nest egg. It's
just an emergency fund to, you know, if something comes up. You
some
have
sort of money, some reserve, sort of reserve, a reserve, reserve or an emergency contingency fund. And right now, that if you've got debt, you know, the only. You can't create an emergency fund because all your excess money hopefully is either, you know, you're trying to pay off your debt. So the first thought is why bankruptcy might be a good idea is you can get rid of that debt and you can start working on your emergency fund. You can start saving a little bit of money so that when things go bad, and listen, you know, if it's two quarters, you know, that's 6 months, you know, and so that the bottom line is if you file today, that 4 months later, you know, the creditors start coming after you immediately. But 4 months later, you get your discharge. After your filing, you'll have an opportunity to start not putting money towards those debts, but start building your reserve, building your emergency fund. And so, you know, whether and listen, if you don't have to file bankruptcy, if you can just pay off the debt, well, that's great. But most of the folks that listen in on here, if they could just pay off the debt, they wouldn't be looking for solutions on how to get rid of their debt and start building a resource. So getting rid of debt now, and so many people are complacent thinking that everything's going to be okay because they're getting some sort of you know, and I don't know if it very many, you know, the, but there's still quite a few people receiving, you know, they still got jobs. They're fighting with creditors, but they still have jobs, or that they're home and they don't have a lot of expenses because they're not driving around and they're receiving unemployment.
Like you said, it's a false sense of security. I also, you know, for people who have children, I also read that, that they're looking around maybe July that we'll start receiving a monthly, I forget what they call it exactly, but something to do with children, like a tax credit, tax credit per child or something like that.
As opposed to like in your tax return,
just monthly, we're just going to get it a monthly check on the 15th of all things too. So that's interesting as well. Again, I'm just speaking to the false sense of security. If somebody goes, oh, well, I'm going to be getting, starting in July, I'm going to be getting $300 a month for every child I have or whatever. You know, it's very interesting to see what effect that's going to have on our economy as well.
Well, it's all part of that, the socialistic, progressive sort of...
Government takes care of you.
Government takeover of your finances. It's called the universal basic income. That's what they want to eventually do, is that you don't need to do anything. We're just going to give you a paycheck. We're just going to give you some money, and you can stay home. It doesn't work, never has worked, except for in communism, which, you know, in the Soviet Union, if you think that worked, then, you know, take a look at the programs that show, you know, the squalid sort of apartments that, you know, 400 people lived in this one building, and every one of the apartments looks exactly the same. I mean, and they're all built in the 70s. I mean, nothing new comes up in Russia. That's what they're proposing. They want us to live. And guess what? You know, in Russia, guess who gets all the money? The government, right? The people that are supposed to be employed by the peasants. You know, and that's what they want. They want to make us peasants, give us our little bit of money, tell us to be happy, and, you know, get your payment on the 15th and be happy with it.
So we're saying we need to be independent.
Earn nothing and be happy. You know, or own nothing and be happy is what their plan is.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts, Tony?
Well, I think that's exactly what they want to do, because the whole purpose of giving you a monthly check is to make you dependent upon them, so that you basically become to the point where you don't want to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And production is the only thing that drives an economy. An economy can't exist without consumption and production. If you don't produce, there's nothing to consume. You don't consume, there's no need to produce. And the government has never had a time in history where it's ever been good at doing that process for us. We've always been the ones doing it. Whenever they say, hey, let us help, it normally goes south really quick and starts costing four times as much. So that's always something to think about. I think the biggest thing is we have to watch what's happening and be prepared. And if you've got debt, if you have something that needs to be addressed in your financial wheelhouse, call someone who's good at it. Call Steve. Get something going, and don't look back. Because if you spend too much time thinking, you're gonna get caught. You're caught short. You get caught in the middle of it, and then it's a little bit too late to react. Prepare for it, and you'll be better off.
Well, you know, this program today was just to begin the conversation about what's going to happen down the road and how we should prepare, mm-hmm. and, you know, start bringing in information saying, hey, listen, this is real. As the weeks go by, we're going to start looking at, you know, economic information that shows that basically that we're on the verge of either entering into a recession or already being there. And showing the bubble sort of things that are going on, and a lot of the stuff's just you can just see what's going on. You can just see inflation starting to occur, like you were saying, the lumber prices, the housing bubble, the cost of homes have just skyrocketed for lots of reasons. The gas costs are skyrocketing. So with that, Tony, I'm gonna try to land this plane, and so anything else before I let you go?
I would just say, hop back on the show, keep informed. Information is always a good thing to have, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tony, for calling in today. I really appreciate
it. Take care. Bye-bye.
So I think it's going to be interesting in the next several months, and again, we're going to be talking about strategies in order to become financially able to withstand what's going to happen. Again, one of the big things I really believe is to be able to get rid of your debt now so you can apply extra income towards savings, towards a nest egg, more of an emergency fund, a contingency fund for when things happen. Take some of that money and then diversify it, put in some stable things because there's going to be inflation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, put in something stable. Maybe like food, like non-perishable food.
Oh, somebody told me too, there's some lack in that way too, because not everybody was producing like just what Tony was saying, production is down and now it's not able to meet the demand.
Supply chain breaks things
down.
Of that nature.
That's true. So we'll just keep giving a reality check on our Tuesday and Thursday show.
But get rid of your debt so that you can take the extra income that you have and invest it, save it, do something with it, prepare. But and again, these creditors aren't going away. That they're once you stop getting, they're going to try to get their money still. So you want to get rid of them. So folks, that's about it for today. We look forward to the next weeks, and as Christians, we look forward to the months that come ahead. We've been placed here for such a time as this, and so that we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we do know who is going to help us through it. So with all that, God bless you all, and that we look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great day. Take care.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.